Hachette Audio presents Dear Hartley, written by Jedediah Bila, read by Jedediah Bila. Introduction: A Future Built on Letters. The sun is setting over the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, and our house is quiet for the first time since I woke up 14 hours ago. I have a pen in my hand, a real live pen with a silver barrel, its narrow nib ready to deposit black ink onto thick, ivory matte stationery. There are no electronics in sight, and my thoughtful husband has left me to my own undistracted devices. I finally have a literary room of one's own. No excuses. The time has come for me to write the letters of a lifetime. Letters to my son, Hartley, the full of life, full of energy baby boy currently sleeping soundly in his crib, hopefully dreaming something wonderful. They will be letters about my mistakes, achievements, relationships, decisions, and my right and wrong turns. They will be about values, obstacles big and small, and how I hope the world can be for him and his whole generation. Parenting can be challenging to the heart and mind. There are worries as to how well we're preparing our children for this great thing called life. Sometimes we feel like we can never do enough, that we need to be in two or three or four places at once, that we've not said or done the exact right thing. We all know there is no exact right thing to say or do, but that's hard to accept sometimes too. The thing is, it's such precious cargo we're dealing with, these lives we've created that are vulnerable and curious about the ways of the world. We want everything to go wonderfully well, if not close to perfect for them. Perfect is an impossible goal, but we love these children so much that we dream of perfection for them nonetheless. We are currently in the oddest of days. The world spins on an axis of us versus them, yours versus mine. Everyone is so busy trying to defend their position and confirm their worldview that we leave little room to hear anyone else speak, let alone sit down to read a well-written letter and leave ourselves open to the possibility of, yes, persuasion. Throughout my television career, I've sat on several big platforms, well aware that division is a business model for many, and a successful one. It's not my business model, and never will be. My goal in these letters and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?